VOA Smart Jazz Listener, apa kabar? Senang sekali kita bisa bertemu kembali dan tentunya kami harapkan karir, keluarga, dan kehidupan Anda sukses selalu. Dari VOA Washington, saya Ian Umar akan menemani Anda dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Anda bisa mendengarkan berbagai musik jazz favorit Anda, berita jazz terkini, dan info-info menarik mengenai penyanyi atau musisi jazz kesayangan Anda.
Tremendous facility, you know, technique on his instrument, but for some reason it was the first jazz music that struck me in a way almost religious.
Itulah tadi cuplikan-cuplikan acara yang bisa kita simak dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Stanley Clark, musisi dan komposer jazz Amerika, terkenal karena karya inovatif dan berpengaruh dalam musik double bass dan juga bass listrik, serta musik untuk film dan televisi. Stanley terkenal bersama bandnya Return to Forever dan perannya sebagai pemimpin band dalam trio dan ensemble. Tahun 1970-an, Stanley bergabung dengan band jazz fusion Return to Forever yang dipimpin oleh pianis Chick Corea. Kelompok ini menjadi salah satu kelompok fusion jazz paling penting dan merilis beberapa album populer dan mainstream serta penuh pujian dari para kritikus jazz. Stanley juga memulai karir solonya pada awal tahun 1970-an. Album awal solonya yang paling terkenal adalah School Days, dirilis pada tahun 1976.
Thank you.
Smart Jazz listener Stanley Clark tampil membawakan komposisi No Mystery bersama band trionya Hiromi and Ronald Brunner Jr. Sejak tahun 1980-an, Stanley banyak melakukan perubahan dalam musik ilustrasi bagi televisi dan film. Ia mendapat pujian untuk musik latar bagi program Lincoln Heights di saluran televisi ABC Family. Tahun 2006, Stanley Clark dianugerahi penghargaan Lifetime Achievement Award oleh majalah Bass Player. Russ Davis dari VOA Jazz America sempat berbincang-bincang dengan Stanley Clark. Mari kita simak obrolannya.
Stanley, could you tell us about an artist that made a deep impression on you?
I remember I was about 16 years old. I was playing acoustic bass, and I came across this piece. At that time, I was starting to play transcriptions of pieces, and there was this composer, French composer, called Gabriel Fauré.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it was the first music that I played for the bass where the bass sounded like a solo instrument. Mm-hmm. The melody was beautiful. It laid on the bass properly. It was very easy to play. And because it was so easy, all I had to worry about was the interpretation of the melody. And I thought, wow, this was great. So then I got into French composers, and I came across Debussy and all the rest of them. And that was the first, you know, I loved the harmony. I know it was within the orchestral domain, but the harmony, Ravel, was just all so serious, this harmony. I fell in love with the harmony. Then I got into Stravinsky, which I thought was a great combination of soul and science coming together. You know, he was.
Oh, I like that phrase.
You know, and soul and science. I mean, and from that point, I became obsessed with John Coltrane. I don't even like to talk about it, man. I mean, it was a sickness. I mean, a lot of my friends in Philadelphia, they still tease me about it because I was a guy. Back in the day when Motown was like really big, I used to go to the dances, and they'd say, oh, here comes Stanley, crazy Stanley. Because I was so tall, and I hung around with these guys, and we could all fight. I'd come in with the Coltrane records and just, all right. I became a bit of a nut with that stuff. But I tell you, man, it was, for some reason to me, Coltrane's music, he had a tremendous facility, you know, technique on his instrument, but for some reason it was the first jazz music that struck me in a way almost religious, like something other than the music. It was like something spiritual. Yeah, it started my sense of spirituality, to be quite honest.
Thank you.
VOA Smart Jazz, satu lagi karya Stanley Clarke berjudul Thunder yang dibawakan bersama kelompok SMV. Basis gitar listrik ini menunjukkan kemahirannya menampilkan melodi yang sangat dinamis dalam komposisi tersebut. Dan baiklah VOA Smart Jazz listener, jangan kemana-mana, kita akan kembali setelah yang satu ini dengan berbagai musik jazz dan info menarik mengenai penampilan musisi jazz lainnya. Jadi tetaplah bersama VOA Smart Jazz.
The Voice of America.